Thank you so much, Josh, for that very kind introduction. You know, when I first met Josh, it was last summer when I heard him speak at a Riley County event, and I knew at that time, listening to him, and this is long before we met, just listening to him and his passion for Kansas, I knew that this was a man who was going to be Kansas's next governor. Yeah. You can hear it in Josh as he communicates with all of you, and I especially got that passion for Kansas as we have been flying over the state for the past couple of days. This is somebody, a leader who understands every region of the state. With all of the work that he has done, he could seriously point out different fields as we were flying over them and tell me about the aquifer and the crops that were growing there and the cattle. He is deeply invested in the state. Josh has fresh ideas. He has the energy. And most importantly, he has a vision for a better future in Kansas. Yes. Now, as Josh mentioned, I'm originally from Hutchinson, and I see my mom drove up here today, so I just want to give a shout-out to my mom. You know, my parents chose to raise my sisters and I in Hutchinson for many of the same reasons that have probably kept you in this community, because of the safe community and the good schools and the fact that my dad could have a secure job there. And they decided to raise my sisters and I there, and they instilled in us the values of duty and service, not just to the country, but to the communities that we live in. And I see such a huge crowd out here today, and this really inspires me to know that you all are invested in this community and the future of Salina and the future of Kansas. And I appreciate seeing you all out here this afternoon. Now, as Josh mentioned, I did go to West Point, and I think that was me taking those concept of duty and service to the extreme, but I wanted to get out of Kansas to go serve my country, and I had the opportunity to do that in the United States Army. I did have a very cool job of flying Black Hawk helicopters, but those days are long gone, because once you have three children, you are just no longer cool. My husband, Tyler, was my West Point classmate, and he did go to Army flight school with me, and we served in Iraq and in Korea together. But the biggest adventure for us has been deciding to start our own family. We have three daughters, Marlena, Elsa, and Ida, and they are 11, 9, and 6. They're in school today, and I hope that they are sitting up straight and studying hard, because we need good future leaders in Kansas as well. Now, when our Army service was complete and it was time for my husband and I to put down roots somewhere, it was a natural choice for us to want to come back to my home state of Kansas for many of the same reasons that my mom and dad chose to raise us here, because of the safe communities and the good schools, and because important to Tyler and I that we could both have a good job and earn a living through our own hard work. Now, Tyler and I have had a great experience. We have put down roots in Manhattan, and we're both business people, but we realize that it's not just the owner that is that company. It's all of the employees and the workers that put that hard work into those companies every single day. And we have felt that entrepreneurial spirit every day going to work. And the entrepreneurial spirit that we have felt in our companies is alive and well all throughout the state. And I can say that very clearly after touring the state for the past couple of days. We feel that these employees are the lifeblood that fuel our Kansas economy. Now, I realize that the experience that my husband and I have had is not the experience that all Kansans have had, because there are some Kansans who are struggling and communities that are hurting. We can see the evidence of that in our failed economic experiments and the gutting of our public school system and an infrastructure system that is hurting. It makes me wonder about the state that I love so much, the decline that we have been on for the past decade. And I look at my daughters and I want to know if when they're grown, they are going to be able to make the same choice that my husband and I and my parents and my grandparents made to stay here and to put down roots here. And this is devastating. The way that I see it, though, is that we have two choices. We can continue to sit on the sidelines and be disengaged, or we can do what you folks are doing here today, which is to step up and to get engaged and to pay attention to these issues. We all have to be engaged, and especially in this upcoming primary, if we want to make a difference in Kansas. Yeah. I certainly don't want to look at my daughters when they're grown, and I don't want to tell them that I was afraid to step up, that I was afraid to be a busy working mom with one more thing on my plate. I want to look at my daughters and tell them that I stood up to lead when Kansas needed leaders the most. And I see that leader in Josh as well. Over the past year, he's traveled 105 counties listening to ordinary Kansans talk about their hopes and their dreams and their concerns. And you know what he found and what I have found in listening to folks over the past couple of days is that it doesn't matter if you are from Salina or you're from Hayes or from Pittsburgh or Johnson County. Kansans all over the state share many of the same concerns. They want an improvement in our economy and good schools and jobs, an investment in our infrastructure and access to safe and affordable health care. I think that all too often we have allowed ourselves to be divided along ideological lines. And instead, we as Kansans have to focus on our similarities rather than our differences.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Save the arts.
When I look at Josh, I see that he is the leader that Kansas needs to do this. He knows how to bring people together to solve Kansas problems. He is a unifier, not a divider.
Yes.
I am so proud to be standing up here today with Josh Swati, and I can assure you of one thing. No one is going to outwork this Swati Lewis and team. Yes.